So we're talking about gaining a positive attitude. And people would say, in general, that to get a positive attitude, to get a great attitude, to get an uplifting attitude, uplifting things would happen to you, and that you would do great, and that you doing great and you being the winner, having a winner attitude, is going to get you a great attitude. And yet, the Bible says, if you want a great attitude, you have to lose. Lose? You mean I'm not a winner? Yes, lose. And that is to lose your own life. Dying to yourself. Matthew 16, verse 25. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it. That seems so counterintuitive. So, Christ died for your sins. He rose from the dead. He's victor. He's God. He's your Savior. And now you are called to lose your life. He lost his life. We read in Philippians chapter 2, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if any consolation of his love, if any fellowship in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Do nothing through rivalry or conceit, but in humility, each counting others better than himself. Each of you should be looking not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Having this in your mind, which is also in Christ Jesus, who existed in the form of God, didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, and humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest, gave him the name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and under the earth, those on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So, Jesus emptied himself. He lost his life for you, for me. Hebrews chapter 12 talks about how we fix our eyes on Jesus. And then it says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and is sat at the right hand of God. That is a way to have a great attitude, is to lose your life. So, sin is a big factor in negativity. Colossians 3, verse 5, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. Now, there are many passages in the Bible that talk about sin and put it to death. Put it on the cross. What are practical ways to do this? Well, as you walk with God, talking, listening, we all know that sin drags us down. It is fascinating how sin works. It promises something, but in the end, it just brings us hurt and pain and destruction. The temptations of sin come to us as it's going to offer us more. We're going to find our life more. But instead, it gets us despair and brokenness. So, to mortify is a theological word. To put to death the sinful nature is a spiritual act where sins, where evil thoughts, where selfishness is put at the cross of Jesus Christ. You know, for me, there is a certain, you know, that we have what's called efficient skills. And one of the skills that we help people is the skill of confession. when sin comes that we confess. It's so serious, we know that we need to confess our sins. We hear about that in Scripture, to confess them to each other. Transparency with others is a form of putting to death the sinful nature. Confessing to God and to say, Lord, help deliver me. I don't want to walk in that path. And as a born-again person, though we still have that sinful nature, every day that nature can go less and less. One of the things I like about wearing the Man of God bracelet is it reminds me I am God's man. And those things of the flesh, put them to death. You know, I find one of the saddest examples of the work of the sinful nature is the restless wandering it brings. Sin always creates a restless wandering, looking for something better. Cain was looking for approval rather than trusting God. He was looking for something better. He wanted to beat out his brother Abel. And that whole story in Genesis 4 you can read about, but there's that one point where God says, you will be a restless wanderer on earth. To find your life is to lose it. But if you keep your life and not surrender your life, you become a restless wanderer. And we all understand that. We all understand that's how sin works. It promises us something. We go down that trail. And in the end, it does not deliver. So very practically, putting to death the sinful nature. But also stay away from people who try to convince you to take your life back and join them. They will approve that you keep your life like they do. Romans chapter 1, verse 32. Although they knew God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but they also approve those who practice them. Hang out with people that, like you, are on the same journey of putting to death the sinful nature, losing our lives. One more thing. It just seems like the tongue, your words, can convince yourself, self-talk, to take back or to look at others as being more advantageous than you. Look at James chapter 3, verse 8 and 13. But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless, notice that word restless again. It's a restless evil full of deadly poison. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. Notice that word humility, to give up your life. So, it's counterintuitive, but spiritually freeing when we surrender, when we put our sins at the cross, when we actively mortify, that's put to death, our sinful nature. And the opposite thing occurs. You become more positive. You become more inspiring. You become more of someone who people want to be around. Why? It's not because you're judgmental about them. It's because you yourself are free of the effects of sin. You are moving away from them. Your life moves into a new form of moderation. While you will still be struggling with your sinful nature, it doesn't control you. It's freeing. It makes for a great attitude.